Well, it's going to be done tomorrow. Show starts at 7 o'clock at the Schuster Center. That's the legendary Dayton Funksters and then some. Sent ripples forward and back through time, and we are lucky enough to catch it right here. So pleased to welcome to Excursions Terry and Lester Troutman of the band Zap. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
It is our pleasure. It's our pleasure, Miss Dakota.
Yes.
I'm already fully charmed. And then just the icing with the cherry on top of the charming cake is the absolute honor to have him here on the daytime, Radio Basim, who knows a thing or two about Zap. Thanks for being here, Radio Basim.
Oh, you're welcome, Nikki. I'm giggling over here. I'm just giddy.
That's good.
Hey, I like that. I like that.
There was a certain sparkle, a certain static electricity that hit the air as soon as these two gentlemen walked into the studio.
Wow.
And just before we were going on, you guys have been performing for all these years since the late 70s when you first started putting note to... No, he's shaking his head.
Oh, no,
since you
much
started...
longer than that, but it's okay. Right. We'll take 70s. Go ahead.
But when we maybe knew it in a national way, when we first got your spark, and you guys sort of hit the road and have been going ever since. Basim, you happened to catch a nationally televised performance of these.
So when was that? Earlier this year.
Yeah. It was May.
Twitter
was May.
Had blown up, and all the funk heads in Dayton were like, hey, Zap's going to be on Conan O'Brien tonight.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable, the buzz that created in the universe. And it was like watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, wow.
Because, everybody was around the TV that night.
Check that out.
And you guys performed Shy with Tuxedo.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was marvelous.
Yes.
That was fun.
Okay, yeah, it was beautiful, man.
It was.
I think that, so this is Dayton and Yellow Springs, or what do you properly call it?
Yellow Springs.
Yellow Springs.
Dayton Metro.
Dayton Metro is where we, and Springfield.
Dayton Metro, yeah, one of the reasons why he equated us to the Beatles is because we had those tuxedos on. All of us, the whole band. So, you know, that was different. We looked really different that day.
Zap, that was whack.
Yeah.
That was just, she calling you Terry, but that's Zap Trotman, okay?
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
Zap, that was whack, okay? The
wait a minute. Whack. She thought it was funny.
I did.
Because you paid her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got
the dancers on roller skates, and they opened
handshake.
Up on you, Lester, and they zoomed out to the rest of the band. I thought that was so cool.
That was cool.
When we did that song, my son came to me and said, look, Dad, we're going to do this. Actually, first we met him, we were touring in Japan a couple years ago, and they opened for us, and we was playing. Everybody was backstage like, man, what in the world? Blah, blah, blah. So we got to do something.
Yeah.
And they followed up, and then my son sent me the tracks, and he said, look, Dad, play this, do this, do this, do this, and I did it. Zap did what he had to do, and he sent it back to him, and then he sent it back and forth. And I didn't hear no more from them guys. And then my son said, look, Dad, the record will be out such and such as this. Oh, man, this is unbelievable, right? Let me hear it. And I heard it. I said, oh, wow, this is amazing. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks past that, they said, my son said, look, we were touring. We were on the West Coast. He said, look, Dad, we got to leave Monday because we got to go to L.A.
Uh-huh.
We're going to fly us to L.A. We're going into rehearsal for a day, and then we're going to shoot the video on Tuesday.
Wow.
I said, what?
Just like that.
Yeah, we went into this warehouse, and they built the set. We shot the video on Tuesday. 2 weeks after that, they say, listen, they're going to debut the video. We're going to do Conan. And we went in.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, man. We went in Monday night, or I think it was a Wednesday night, and did Conan Thursday. It was just like that, man.
It was a blast because of your legacy. You guys have been around for so long, blessing the airwaves and blessing dance floors. To see you on Conan this year, it was really marvelous that you guys are still awesome as ever.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you
You're
so
heading
much.
To Europe. You sent these ripples out.
A week from today.
People
next week,
have caught them, continue to catch them. So where are you playing when you cross the Atlantic there?
Ask another question while I pull up the schedule.
Okay, yeah, I can tell you countries.
You can go to the website.
Sweden,
England, London, England. Yeah, we know that's an easy one. Paris, you got them, Les? Okay, good.
Let's see. We leave. We got Stockholm, London, and then we got Paris, France, and then we go to Leverkusen.
Yes.
And then we go to Strasbourg.
Yes.
And then we go to Aalen. So those are the cities. The countries, like you said.
Yeah.
Sweden, what is that? England, France. Was that Leverkusen? It's not Brussels is Germany.
Yeah. Germany. Yeah, yeah, those are the four.
Then the other cities are in Germany.
But so let me ask you this. How is it to perform in front of your hometown tomorrow night? What's that like? I mean, you've been all over the world. You're continuing to travel. What's it going to be like to be back home?
I'm so nervous. I've been biting my nails. Look, see the blood right there? I've been biting my nails. Okay, it's just nervous.
Nervous nibbling.
Yeah, nervous as a tick on a dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I guess being a little bit nervous, you want to get it right. You know, we want you to come out tomorrow night, and we want everything to be right for the fans, because they, and unlike those other cities, they can see you around town.
Yeah.
They'll give you the thumbs up or thumb down.
Right. You guys still live in town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nikki, that's how I got to Dayton, Ohio. When I was here visiting from Jersey, I'm at Omega Music on Main Street, the old record store.
Yes. Yeah.
And Roger walks in. And like just looking through, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's Roger Troutman. I didn't even know that they were from Dayton.
You just knew his face. You're like, that man has changed my life musically, and there he stands.
Everybody's like, calm down, Bassin. I'm like, no, y'all don't understand who that is right there.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing me to Dayton, man. You guys.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for coming, because if you hadn't came to Dayton and seen Roger and Omega, we wouldn't be sitting here with you and the great Dakota.
Aww.
North Dakota. No,
South Dakota. Nikki Dakota.
Nikki Dakota. Okay. Why not?
Yeah, Nikki. What's going on, Nikki? Tell that lady in that control room to put that camera down right now. We're not going to have that. Yeah, all right. All right, now we want you to be in Dayton, the Dayton Metro. We want you to be at the Schuster tomorrow night, 7 p.m. That's right. We want you in there. Get your tickets now. TicketCenterStage.com. All right, yeah.
That's what I call fun.
Oh, my God. You need to explain, but for someone that maybe somehow managed to live their life thus far and never heard Zap, what is that sound? It's crazy and immediately just draws you in. Tell us what you're sitting in front of I'm just going to call it a glitter station.
What's
those
guys' name from the 80s? Millie Vanilli. Millie, come here, Millie. Put that thing down. I told you I was the manager, and he's sitting over. He's the one with the long hair. He's got this. I don't know how it happened. I don't know. No, go ahead, Lester. You can take one of the segments to explain
the
them.
The talk box.
Thanks. Dakota took all of that. It's the talk box. She's not listening anyway. She's going, what?
Okay, I have a question.
I told you to get that other lady out of the control room.
Cream and sugar.
Trying to get my composure. Yes.
Now, you're known with, that's part of your sound. Yeah. How did the talk box come in? And I want to ask you if Peter Frampton came out with a song in the 70s.
Oh, he did.
There's no doubt.
70s. Yeah. What was it, like 76 maybe?
Yeah, I want you to show me the way.
Do you feel like I feel?
Yeah.
Peter Frampton.
She probably knows about Peter Frampton.
I do.
And in the middle part was the talk box using the guitar.
Yeah.
And then Joe Walsh used the talk box back then.
And Stevie Wonder.
Sly Stone and Stevie Wonder. First time we saw Roger and I saw the talk boxes watching TV. Stevie Wonder was on Sesame Street, and we was doing, they do the count. They had the little kids.
Oh, of course.
One, two, three, and he was doing the count with the talk box. Like, man, what in the world? What is that? And back then, and that was in the 60s, I have to say. It was in the 60s.
Wow.
So you have to remember, or not remember, or just think about this, put things in concept, that there was no VH1.
Nah.
There was no Google. There was no Guitar Center.
None of that.
There was no Uncle Joe, who had one some years ago. It was not. So the quest was on from that day until our father and one of his friends got together and they figured the thing out and presented it to Roger and said, look, is this it, son? And Roger said, yeah. And then
think about it. And back then, you didn't have tapes in your home. So you happened to be in front of the television at the moment that Stevie Wonder was on Sesame Street and this planted the seed.
Well, you're too young.
I'm probably
not. to remember, they had a cheat sheet. It was called the TV Guide. So
oh,
we,
boy.
You know, we knew when the Beatles
it was printed on paper, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a paper. It was like a book.
Yeah, it's the TV guy is, you know, Stevie wanted to be on it, such and such, such, and we all love
so
Stevie.
So you knew,
Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know he was going to be playing that, though.
Mm-hmm. So what was the first recording with the Talk Box that you guys remember, like, that you recorded?
What we recorded? Yeah. Of course, 1980, More Rounds. That was the first one that came out.
Wow.
We recorded it in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Back, so go ahead. No,
back,
no.
Back then, again, Miss Dakota, Mr. Jersey City, is that back then making the albums, or what they were called albums, LP, long plays.
Long plays.
It would take a year or two to record an album because, you know, you come in a room like this and you set the drums up and they do each drum and take, you know, hours to get the tone right.
Right.
And then the guitar and it would take forever, you know, just take a year. So we recorded More Bounce.
And the first one using the Talk Box.
That was the first song, that national recording hit that we did. But we did a song in the 70s. It was on our own label. The song was called Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
That was the
very first song that we did with the Talk Box. And we did it with, you know, we did the vocals and doing the intro and the verses. And then in the vamp, Roger used the Talk Box, you know. Talking about that freedom.
This song, More Bounce to the Ounce, went on to show its essence in many, many, many songs. Highly, highly sampled. Very, very influential. Putting a little bit of funk into some of the early and later hip-hop and current hip-hop, matter.
That's right.
Just remarkable. Let's hear a little bit of that tune that our guests today on the map. We're in studio with Terry and Lester Troutman. We're seeing
More Bounce.
Why are you grinning like that, Nikki? Why, Nikki?
Yeah, that's what she tells. Oh, yeah, you know, there was another song between the Freedom that Roger and Lester recorded was another one that
Barry Straits.
That's no, it was called
Click
My
Son.
Pick.
Yeah, it was
by
a group
Son.
Oh, yeah, we,
in
it was
70
a,
about 75 se- 76.
It was 76 when it was when I always keep forgetting to mention them guys in the interview.
Yeah,
sorry,
the
Byron.
That's
but
right.
In 19 when the Cincinnati Reds won the World Series, we were recording in a studio in Cincinnati called Counterpart. And Byron took Roger and I. My brother Larry knew Byron, and they were doing a project. And Larry got wind of it. Byron hired us, and they had a producer come in, Boray Fleming, who was a group called Mandrails.
Oh yeah,
Mandrails.
Yeah,
it was their producer,
mm-hmm.
And they got us. We went up and practiced at his mom's garage here in Dayton on 2nd Street, and then we went down to Counterpart, recorded that album, and. They never, we made Union Scales, and they printed our name on the album wrong. It said Rhythm. Oh, it's okay.
What?
It's all right. Rhythm Assistant by Roger and Lester Troutman. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And that was Roger played bass, guitar, and talk box.
And
I played drums and some percussion on the whole project.
That's right.
Well, it took hold, and
it was a hit.
Yeah, right.
Long
on.
History.
We got a little bit of this this mega hit that again has spoken through generations and sort of woven itself into the fabric of what we consider to be modern music. It's More Bounce to the Ounce.
Yeah.
Our guest Zap will be right back.
More Bounce. Come on, Milli Vanilli. We gotta get Milli Vanilli paid this week. Yeah.
See, can you imagine the energy tomorrow night at the Schuster Center to see this band?
That's right.
It's gonna be electric. It's gonna be magical. It's gonna be so awesome and funky.
Fun.
Electric. Magic. Awesome. Yeah. All right.
How many people are going to be on stage tomorrow in total?
We're not. Lester, if you feel at liberty to tell, they asking all them questions.
Yeah.
And once they're going to find out what they. Okay, 300 people going to be on stage tomorrow night. Okay, 280.
That is a good question. I'm glad that you asked. The band is Anthony Arrington, sax, Ronald Frost, newest member.
Yes.
Guitar, keyboards, vocals.
Yes.
Then it's Ricardo Bray, guitar.
Yeah.
Then it's my Bart Thomas, 30-year vet in the group. He's been since, 30 years.
Wow.
Bart Thomas, bass, talk box, guitar, keyboards, vocals, drums, saxophone.
Everything.
And then, that's our man. And then Dale DeGrote, who's a native of Springfield.
Yes, right.
Dale DeGrote, he's from Springfield.
Good things come out of Springfield.
Absolutely, a lot of people. And Dale's been with us for 35 plus years.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah, and all of he came in, and just to as they say, to blow his whistle. That's for real. He came in and he knew a little bit about the studio, and Roger took him in and showed him a lot of things, and he's been on quite a few hits, including some hits with his wife, Shirley Murdoch.
That's right.
And Computer Love and all those. He's been there. He's been there. And when Roger passed on, we lost Roger. He's never left. He stayed right there. He's still my music director.
That's right.
And my best friend for 30 years. So,
which I was going to say.
Zap and my brother Zap and myself.
Looking at you guys, wow! Well, that's a handful and a half. That's good.
It's no sitting down at a Zap concert, too.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I've seen him do. I've seen him play four times. I've seen him do wardrobe changes. Everybody's switching. The whole theater is on their feet. There's no sitting down at a Zap concert.
Listen, why are you saying that?
Yeah, we're going to hire Basim to do promotion for the Zap band.
Everything is.
Because he's telling all his secrets.
All strings and
you
got to
come down and see the show.
That's right.
We're talking with the Troutman brothers, Terry and Lester, and I have to say it's just a real delight to see you gentlemen. So if you started in the 70s, you're at least 40 years old. Yeah.
Well, they were kids.
I'm 30. Yeah. I'm 34.
36. You've traveled after that. The funk has actually enabled you to become younger. The fountain of youth can be found in funk. And it's just lovely to see you guys getting along clearly so well. There's clearly a lot of love and camaraderie that's present there.
Well, Dakota, we've been brothers all of our lives.
Yeah. I would like to
why
add.
Why are you laughing so much?
It's so funny.
Well, it's just the truth. All of our life.
Dayton Metro, she's walking away from the mob. Okay, now listen.
What did you want us to
say? Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, this is great. I do want to add this, ladies and gentlemen, that tomorrow with the show, in addition to the show, or along with, in conjunction with the show, we're going to release the new record.
Oh, Zap, wow.
Which is, and speaking of brothers.
I almost forgot to mention that. It's Basim's fault.
Who told you, Zap? You know, we can't say that, man.
It's what? Zap 7.
Zap 7.
Zap 7, Roger and Friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's correct.
And
let's tell them some of the people who's going to be on there.
Some of the people that's going to be... Yeah. Why?
Lester has his phone.
I'm like turning up the mic.
Yeah, no, that's the street. That's the way the stage is going to be.
Okay.
All violins, yeah.
So you're going to debut some songs from the new album tomorrow? Maybe?
That's the plan.
Okay.
So Zap 7. And we have a few feature artists on
there. But still, like, we can talk. What we came here for, Dakota and Basim have us somewhere else. We only came here for one reason.
What's that, man?
We came here to talk about the show, and they started talking about this other stuff. Listen, the show is Friday night
at the
Schuster Center at 7 p.m.,
yeah.
And we're doing it with our friend Mark Gregory. That's your guy, some of the old school guys.
Yes.
Dick Gregory, y'all remember Dick Gregory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bohemian Diet, okay?
Yeah.
Dick Gregory,
right?
Yeah. His nephew.
Nephew.
He's a comedian, and he's a straight, funny.
Yeah, he's hosting the show.
And then Life Jennings. Life is, man.
He's the truth.
Man,
Life is the truth.
He talks about his. Go ahead. Life. See, you're supposed to finish. Life. You get it? It's Life Gen. No, no. Life Gen is on very, very straight up. Life Gen is. He puts it down. That's our cat. And then, of course, Zap. And we calling it the remix tour because of the young and the old.
Yes.
It's nice. I'm telling you, the show is going to be off the chain. It's a very, very classy show.
Yep.
You know, this is it's what you expect and then some. And I'm gonna tell you, Dayton, y'all just come Springfield, Yellow Springs, be ready because we're gonna be cleaner than a New Year's Eve chitlin.
That's right.
He says it's a classy show, but I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans
because
I'm gonna be dancing.
Well, you gotta do it afterwards,
gonna be
man.
All dressed
you
up.
Got at least put your bow tie on with the
for
t-shirt.
For Zap show,
okay.
Afterwards, are you coming tomorrow? Basim?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, okay,
coming,
wonderful.
What are you talking about?
By the way, if you want to make sure that you have a place at this Dayton gathering of the Funky Faithful and And I hope you will. You'll point your browser to TicketCenterStage.com. Yeah. That's TicketCenterStage, all one word, .com. Or you can call 228-3630. That's local 937-228-3630 and be a part of the celebration of living legends here. Mm-hmm. We are on the map because of some of the art that we've made in these two guests today.
All right.
Certainly an example of that. We're in studio with Terry and Lester Troutman and the great Radio Basim as our concierge today as well. And, I mean, it's worth saying... I mean,
I'm like blinking my eye over here because that seven I do Behind the Groove on Friday nights.
Yeah.
I need my advanced copy to play on my show.
All right.
So, can you leave one?
You told me
I'm going to put him in touch with the manager.
Yeah, one of
the,
y'all less.
Yeah. I'm right here with the source. Well, we talk to the manager.
Well, I'm going to play my
what
violin again.
Okay.
You know, you told me about a scene that you play one of the songs that's on the Shy with Tuxedo. Yeah, that's on the project.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
a couple other people who do it on it. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Some.
We can hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Hey, man, you was talking about the skaters.
Mm-hmm.
That was, when they came and they did that, that blew my mind. When them girls came out there, while we was getting ready, like, them skaters, was, we seen them come in, they was flipping around, they were flipping. It's like, what?
Yeah, Les.
Skating down them rails and stuff. That was crazy,
man. One of my buddies asked me, this is my right hand, man, he said, was one of them D'Amico, your wife?
On Conan,
I said,
unbelievable.
Only Zap.
Only Zap.
I said, well, no, not quite, man. Almost.
Did you not know the skaters were going to be there?
No,
we had no idea. It was that? Look, they gave us what they call the print, the read,
the rider.
What is treatment? Treatment. I just had a little picture. I didn't know. Yeah. I said, wow.
How do you guys? I mean, what's the secret to your longevity? To be still funky, still hot, still doing important music, still making people dance after all these years. What's the magic?
That was five questions. You gonna answer the first one?
Integrity.
True.
Integrity. Integrity. Integrity all the way around.
Yeah.
With people, especially with the art.
And the second one, why we's funky, because when that style of music came back when I was a young boy, it wasn't called funk. James Brown wasn't funk. Sly Stone wasn't funk. Motown wasn't funk. It was just
soul,
music.
R&B, you know?
It was music. Yeah, there you
just
go.
Music.
It wasn't R&B.
Yeah.
Later it became soul. But first it was just music. You know, we listened to the WS, a station, Cincinnati WSAI. They played the Isley Brothers and they played the Beatles. They played John Denver and then they played Glenn Campbell. And
right.
So it was just Ray Charles, and it was just music. And then it became soul. And then when the funk came in, it's like, man, you hear that? The foot, the hand claps?
Right.
And then George Clinton, when he grabbed it and pioneered it. Once I learned this, what I thought was the chemistry, I got it, locked it, I drank the Kool-Aid, I'm going to tell you. So it was in me. So that's the answer to the second question.
Okay.
It's in me, that's why it won't go anywhere. When the third question was.
What was the third question?
He forgot.
I certainly did.
I'm giddy in here. I'm with Zach. I'm like, I'm beside myself.
Okay,
I'm supposed to be a professional here.
There it is.
Oh, there he goes.
Okay, yeah, all right. But yeah, it's because, hey man, because we love what we do, honestly.
True.
It's because we love what we do, and this is it.
You were also trendsetters, I think, because you show young artists how to be entrepreneurs and not just put it all into music. I mean, with all the other projects that you did in Dayton, it really meant a lot to this city. So you're part of this Gem City magic here.
Wow. Well, you know, it's when God gives you a dream, and then He gives you the desire to go after the dream and chase the dream.
Mm.
And you spend your life reaching for your dream and trying to fulfill your dream. And you're in your teens, and then you're in your 20s, and then you're in your 30s.
Yes.
And then you look in your 40s and you look back and you say, man, what have I been doing?
Right.
So I might as well continue on.
Right.
And then you look up in your 50s and you get in your 60s, then you look back and say, what have I done with my life? And then people come tell you when you walk in the radio station, say that you're a legend, and some of the things that you've done,
yeah,
is you've been your pioneer, and then you are an icon in the city, and you've done things, and you're building by building buildings and putting people to work.
That's
and,
right.
And right. staying sober and taking care of your parents and so on and so forth. You look back and, you know, in your 60s, you say, wow, I didn't know that's what we were doing. We just living life. We was just chasing our dream. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm sorry.
That was.
Okay,
yeah.
That was. That
the
was,
truth?
Yeah, that was the truth. And that's good to know, see. And it's good to hear. Find something that you love and do it well.
And I guess the last question, they always, people in the interviews always ask the last question, what can you tell a young artist? And that's always my answer. Just, you got a dream, even if any of the college students are listening.
Yes.
If you're going and you're in your calculus class or your basket weaving class or your math class, and you have a dream that you want to be a accountant, just chase that dream, live it to your fullest. Just chase it, do it. Chase it till you catch it, and apply yourself. Do the best that you can always do, so nobody can ever say that you were half-stepping. And trust me,
you guys are examples of that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're an example
Thank
of that.
You.
The band
Thank you.
And
Thank
your
you.
Music, your family, everything.
Thank you. Thank you. And I've been married for 30 years.
See, now for a musician.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's big time.
A tour, yes.
Yep. And yep.
Deep faith.
They did. They sent my wife a medal for putting up with me. Yep. They did. Yeah.
Good to be recognized.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's that? How's the talk box work? Is it like you? Do you like sing into the mic and the air comes through the keyboard? Kind of.
Exactly.
Is there? Do you can? Is
Bassett
it?
Is a genius.
Can that's you right. give us a little like just like quick primer, little something for someone that's never seen one before? It's a box from where I stand.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful box that
that's right.
that pops like out. It just right. zap. It just says zap and gold glitter. You better glitter. Look out, sassy Basim there. It is just it just looks like a magic box.
Can I help yeah. with the, and people that's listening in, she's describing it. Duct tape. Okay, cool, why are you laughing? She laughs so when I start telling the truth. She laughs.
Right.
Duct tape, markers,
okay, a couple of missing knobs.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Do not touch it because you'll scratch your hand that's on that right. nail that he got from. You ever seen a nail from Japan?
No.
That's one sticking out right there. They glued, they nailed it together. There's nails.
That's what
okay.
I call funk.
Emergency
yeah,
okay. road
that's
repair.
Funk,
absolutely.
Yeah. How old is that particular? So then, within
2 weeks,
the box.
Come on.
Hey, man,
Dakota, stop it.
She can't focus.
Life is tough on the road.
I tell you what. Y'all, yeah, listen, just you're going to have to come to our website so you can get the tutorial.
Okay. Do you have one there? You do.
Well, let's see. It's 248 by 348. I'm going to have one, all right?
What's your website? Where can if people want to see
the Zap
a little
Band.
More it's, about the brothers?
Yeah, the Zap Band.
TheZapBand.com?
Yes.
And that's two P's in case you didn't know.
Yeah, they've got right. tons of...
Okay,
great
are
stuff
you there,
Les?
Did you get your mic back?
Yeah, well, she asked.
Okay,
I'm not missing. I was
oh,
laughing
you
so
missed
hard
it, man.
Yeah, what was the question?
Oh, man.
I was
oh,
laughing.
No, I told them to come to the website, and then maybe they can get a tutorial.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, really, what's in it? It's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah.
What's in it is a, and then then you add the other thing in there. Oh, then you got to... And at the end,
that's it.
And then there.
So that's it.
That's
man.
What it is.
Can I just ask how old the is?
Is that, oh, the stuff that's in there?
Yeah.
You mean
just,
this one?
Just bought it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, some of them.
Looks,
yeah, we got some
now,
new
when
parts.
I'm going to open my wallet and I'm going to give you. She does not like, listen, audience, she doesn't like me to tell the truth. She laughs
right.
when I tell the truth. I'm going to open
that's
my
right.
wallet and I'm going to show you a receipt
yeah.
from Radio Shack. And if you can find a Radio Shack in Ohio, then you know how old it is.
Right.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. That's right.
This wouldn't have been the original. Surely this has been replaced at least
that's
once
right. yeah.
through
well,
the years.
A couple of times.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
When Roger was alive.
Was it a DX100 that he?
Well, before that, it was.
Okay.
Before
yes.
that, first it was the. Actually, it was a Roland keyboard. They
right.
don't even make it anymore. A Roland SH1000. So what he used on more bounce. And then we got the Mini Moogs. And he used the Mini Moogs keyboard for the talk box. And then after the Mini, they quit making the mini moves. Right. And I thought that I bought everyone on the East Coast from Manny's Music and Sam Ash. I would go, we would literally take the drum, take our bus up there and buy as many as they had.
Wow.
Because they didn't make them anymore and I couldn't find them. That's and remember, there was no Google. The internet
I know,
was.
I know.
That
we
was
had to
in
make
the
some
80s,
calls.
Right?
I have people on the street looking out for you.
And after they quit making the mini moves, then my buddy Dale, we had a DX100, and he saw this DX, the smaller DX7 we had. Dale had a DX100, so we went in and edited the sounds to mimic the mini move in the DX100. And since they were MIDI, you could use it MIDI. He got the sounds going, and then we bought another one, and we jumped the sounds into DX100. And from the DX100s, they quit making them, and then one of the guys found out this Korg,
and he had a microcord,
and he started using the microcord. And from that, now you can, since, you know, computer, you could use basically any keyboard.
Is this the one that's going to be used tomorrow night in the show?
Not that one.
Yeah, we're not telling you anything like that.
All excited.
Listen, if you show me your ticket stub, then I answer all questions, especially by C.
Okay.
Right, that's the one.
Okay, I'll just say, I will say one more thing, and that is that when Terry's Zap is playing this, he's got what looks like it's just clear, I'm guessing, vinyl tubing that you would use in a in an aquarium.
Right, so don't arrest me. Don't send the cops over here. This is not what they call narcotics or anything.
No.
It sounds like
it's sonicardics. That's what it is.
When I tell you what it is, then you wouldn't believe me. So I'm gonna just leave it.
All right,
she's gonna laugh when I tell her what it is.
But nobody can make it sound like Zap. Nobody. Honestly. I mean, there's talk boxes out there, but nobody can make it sound like you.
No,
when it comes to talk box and funk and what y'all do, y'all the cream of the crop, bruh.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You know, talking about that instrument, people don't realize that. They say, well, it's like a keyboard, and well, yeah, it is. But when Stevie Wonder plays a keyboard, or when Joe Zawinul plays a keyboard, Aretha Franklin played the keyboard, it was a certain sound that they had. And when guys used to talk box, you could always identify the sound because Sly, whatever he was doing, it didn't sound like Stevie,
right?
And Joe Walsh didn't sound like Frampton, right?
Right.
And then later, you know, all the guys that used them, there was different sounds for different guys. You could always tell a person's tone because it's human, you know.
George Duke had a really, he had Dookie Stick. I think he used talk box on that.
Boom,
right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom,
oh,
yeah.
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 Is
but
it something about it?
Yeah, something about it, man. Something about the tone that the individual have, so.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be so on
that's
at the Schuster Center.
That's right.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Now, he can say that, y'all, because that's true.
That much we
know.
Yeah,
that's right.
What is that? What's on those papers that you keep showing him? And then when he shows it, then he...
I didn't see that.
Why do you keep putting your hand across your neck? What does that mean? You keep running...
That's a radio DJ code.
That's
a DJ. Sign language.
TicketCenterStage.com to assure your place in the audience. That's TicketCenterStage.com. A little slice of musical history, Dayton awesomeness, and all around just good-natured, fine, high-quality, world-class music is taking the stage tomorrow. TicketCenterStage.com or 228-3630. Again, that's 228-3630. We've been talking with the amazing Troutman brothers, Terry and Lester, part of the band Zap. And you guys are loading in at 8 o'clock in the morning,
that's
8 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
why?
Because we're—go ahead.
Yeah. That's going to be their roadies. They're going to be sleeping.
You know what? If anybody that knows the group, see, when they were talking about the Beatles when we started this thing, because Miss Dakota and Mr. Jersey City, they think that all of the shows are like the Beatles. You know, if you remember the Beatles or when you watch TV, guys come in with the guitars and they strap them on, plug them up and start playing. Everything is set. It's not like that. You know, when you come in, I'm going to tell you, again, we've got, I don't know, tomorrow night, probably there's going to be maybe 50 outfits because we change clothes.
Yeah.
At least maybe at least 40. No, I take that back. 10 pair of shoes. Yeah. That's just the wardrobe. And then, you know, everybody on the stage plays different instruments. So we have to set up everything. And
remarkable.
The lights and,
it's a 3.5-hour show.
Well, for us.
7 to 10:30. Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Yeah, we play 15 minutes. There you. Why are you laughing? Every time I tell the truth about something. So, man.
You won't be able to sit down.
You're so funny.
Well, I don't mean
I
to
really
be. I
like
just tell
you
the truth.
So
just,
much.
Okay. I just want to tell it. When I tell the truth, she tells, okay, all right, we're going to be there for the whole weekend, so come in.
We're there all night, right? All weekend.
See, I'm not going to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to get my workout at the show.
Yes.
I'm just saying it's going to be some dancing. It's going to be joy. It's going to be awesome.
You can do the same. They celebrate the release of Zap 7, Roger and Friends. And people can get a copy of it at the venue tomorrow.
Is that what it is?
Is that right?
I think it's downloads.
You can get a download code.
Whoever borrows your ticket. Get the free download.
Something like that.
At least that's what the promoters told us.
We've been told.
Something like that. Yeah.
So when you play the recording, just cut this part out, all right?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say Basim said that, all right?
So this is all being recorded. Springfield is all being recorded. So when they play this back, they're going to have – the interview is going to be about – 2 minutes
two
long.
Minutes long. Now, that's actually true.
So, let's say we're going to perform for 15 minutes tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fabulous show. It gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow, wrapping up at 10:30, and you will be energized and funkified. It is a wonderful and rare performance by my guests and their crew, Zap, playing at the Schuster Center.
Yes.
Find out more at TicketCenterStage.com or give a call at 228-3630. Gentlemen, we have just a little bit of time to play a little snippet from Take Me Back, and
Take Me Back, Roger. That was Bridging the Gap. So
Bridging
he did
the
that.
Gap, that's right.
That was Gamson, and we did part of the project in L.A. and another part in
here.
Dayton.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks
Welcome
for keeping
home,
bringing it back home. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right on. TheZapBand.com for more info, or the best bet is go to the show. Check it out at TicketCenterStage.com. Terry Lester, what a delight. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is that sign Play the Dead? Grateful Dead?
It is.
Is that what it is?
Okay. We have a
Jerry?
Sneaky spirit in this place. These just keep popping up.
Oh,
it's weird.
Play today, Jerry Garcia. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I would. I would know nothing about back in those days. I just read about it.
About that whole culture.
My eyes were red about
and
it.
What the
right.
right. Terry Lester Troutman,
thank you for sharing.
Thanks for remaining a part of what's awesome about Dayton. And here it is, Take Me Back, Roger. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, Basim.
I've seen things.
All right.